There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
Jay Lindley. His wonderful staff sends me a couple of ads to record, and I didn't do it. So I'll be doing that this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all just juggling 1,000 things here.
That's
just
true.
Ridiculous.
And we're not. I'm personally not good enough. to do that.
Yeah, I know my limits, so I'm saying no to a lot of things.
Yeah,
I'm like,
good.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got asked yesterday. Someone just came in, like popped by, and I was like extremely busy. I was trying to wrap up the final touches on the latest edition of the Da Queen Bee, and I mean, I could not have expressed my hurriedness for the conversation to be wrapped up anymore, except unless I just like put him in an arm bar and pushed him out the door and be like, we're done here. Okay.
Yeah.
I could not have expressed it any clearer. And they just kept going on and on and on.
Love
and
that.
I'm just looking at them. Just, dude, I'm not even listening to your words right now.
Yeah.
Right. Do you see how frustrated I am with you? I am not listening to you right now. I'm just, all I'm waiting is for you to stop talking. Not so I can start talking, just to end the conversation. Yeah.
Much less retaining anything you're saying.
Yes. And they asked me, like, well, so would you like to head up a tourism board here? Like, no. No.
No.
And they were like, you know, I know so-and-so's been talking to you about doing this. I was like, no, they didn't. I was like, I've not heard anything about this. And they're like, well, it really wouldn't be a big deal. You'd only have to meet like so often and stuff, but we really want you to.
No.
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 I told them? I said, we have too many tourists in our community is what I told them. I don't want any more here.
I'm anti-tourism.
Yeah.
I am. Do you know what's happened to my precious Broken Bow Lake? I can't. I'm scared to go there on a Friday evening because
in the summertime.
Especially right now, you know? And that here, that's what you know. No. No.
Oh.
Or if I do it, I'll sabotage.
Yeah.
I'll sabotage. I'll make sure no one ever wants to come here.
Embezzle all the money they make.
Well, no. I'm not going to do anything illegal.
The best sabotage. Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything illegal.
Well,
I'm just going to do a very...
They got sabotaged.
There's no money, by the way. That's there's nothing to embezzle, for one, all right? So that's not even a pro pro and cons list here.
Do you want to head aboard? No. I don't care what it's for.
You want to
get
syphilis? Come to Da Queen, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Is my new slogan. Logan.
You want to get
Montezuma's revenge?
Yeah.
We still got it, bro.
You want to head the board of free blowjobs on the corner of every street in Dequeen? No! No! All right, I don't care how good it is.
It's too good to be true.
I've been wound so freaking tight lately. The littlest things are putting me off. Jay, I stopped by your place the other day to drop off something I had forgotten.
It was great to see you.
Please tell me you brought that this time.
Yes, yeah. I only forgot it like 4 weeks in a row is all. So finally got it to him, and I was on the way to the lake. I'm like, I'm going to the lake. I'm going to just take a quick dip. And I get, oh, man, it's all open. I get to the spot and blah, blah, blah. And somebody is parked in my spot. And they're down. It's a man. His wife and his
woman.
I'm gonna go with a 7 or 8 year old kid having a blast. It's the lake having a blast, and I'm sitting there just hating him. I'm like, get the fuck out of my spot, dude! Like, I'm getting so wound up. I actually have the text messages here. I believe
that you sent them.
No, yeah. I wish if I had their number, I absolutely would have done.
Like, your house is on fire. You should leave.
I said. I texted Allie. I said, stupid people in my spot having fun, motherfuckers. Stupid family. I hope they get hit by a boat.
And I said, oh my God.
And she said, what? And I said, I hope a plane full of AIDS crashes into them. Wait, no, that's a little harsh because that's my swimming spot, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it already, so what are you worried about?
Yeah, exactly. And I was just sitting there like, get out. And like, they made their way to the truck. And I'm like, oh, they're leaving. And then they pulled the tailgate down and had lunch. And I'm like, you better be getting the hell out of here, dude. You know? I have no patience recently. And then today,
we've been tasked with a lot of things here recently.
Yeah.
And getting them done, And there's a few. Okay, yeah, Jay Lindley stuff I haven't got done. I got like two podcast episodes I'm behind on.
I'm waiting on
other.
That's
bars,
like extras, though. Those are all little extras.
Yeah, it's true. And
you're getting the stuff that has the priorities.
Yeah,
pays
the bills.
The need tos. The need tos are getting done.
The things that pay the bills absolutely are getting done. Then when you have other people around you who aren't doing the same, it's very frustrating.
Yeah,
I know we had a very frustrating experience today. Mostly you, Tyler. I'm just like, yeah. That's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
Riding your coattails there. Yeah. But I don't know how much we want to get into it
But we'll do. I'll tell all. This is a tell-all podcast. I don't care. And then, so I'm dealing with a monumental fuck up, like, you know, of somebody else, you know, where I'm still trying to deal with it, and in the middle of me trying to ask somebody for some help on this situation, I get another person butting in and being like, hey, have you talked to this list of clients that you said you wouldn't talk to already at the beginning of the week? I got handed a list. They said, do you want to hit any of these? I said, no, none of them are mine. I'm not going to do it.
Like I said five days ago.
I'm not making new friends.
No. And by the way, like, I'm doing that on purpose because this person decided, you know what? We don't need to hire a new person. We just need to sell for both a paper and a radio station equally the amount, because I already didn't have enough to do. So we're going to do that, and we're going to nail it perfectly.
Right.
Here you go. I said no to all these. This is your thing. This is your thing. Yeah. This is not my
thing. You're fine working 36 hours a day.
Do your thing.
Do the thing. Yeah. Do the bit. So, and then like got frustrated with me, you know, because I'm like, you know, no or whatever. Oh, what was I about to say, though? And it was just along the lines of being frustrated that I wasn't helping out. And I just couldn't care less. Like, I was nearly snapping.
I love the interruption. I've had to tell her a couple of times now. We were having a conversation last week where it was very, like, we're trying to get something figured out. And this person just has no concept of not being able to, and just wedge right in. Like, the thing that I've been thinking about for 15 minutes rolling around in my brain, I'm just going to spit out right now, even though I know my eyes can comprehend there's two people talking now, and they look like
it's a continuous conversation.
There's no laughing. They're looking like, but kind of rubbing the brows a little bit, you know, looking like maybe it's kind of important, you know. No, I'm just gonna jump right in and be like, there was something I wanted to give me a second here.
That's what I dealt with. That's what I was really actually trying to grasp. You just reminded me. The interruption not only wasn't an interruption, it was an interruption not knowing how to start the sentence. These sentences never start, by the way, from this person.
They're
and
the
it
worst.
Was like they never really end, and they never really begin. And it was just like, oh, hey, I did the the pet thing.
Yeah.
And
hi.
Yeah.
yeah. They got to remember, like, how do you start a conversation? You go, hi. Okay.
Hello.
I hadn't been looking at this person the whole time, and I turned and I just went. And she was like,
looked over, glared at her,
what are you trying to say right now? And it was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, this thing, you know.
I told this person once, they came up to me and they were just diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah.
Like, just not, just a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that not making any sense. And I was like, look, I am very busy right now. Will you please go back to your office, take 5 minutes to kind of sort through what you're trying to tell me,
collect
and then come back? And she was like, okay. And then guess what she did not do? Come back.
Right. Never came back. Yeah. She communicates in scat.
It's just
wow. It's more perfect. Annoying than scat, though. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Sad, but true.
That's hilarious. Yeah. She's Scatman Crothers. Yeah.
Oh.
Let me tell you about. Whoa. Yeah. Skip
it
to boo.
But if it was Olive Oil's voice.
Oh, God. Oh,
Popeye.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there you have that. And then today I get this thing. Oh, my gosh. So there's a thing that you do in a radio thing. It can be a big deal where you show up at a business and hype them up, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like one of the main things. It's a promotional gem. An event.
Like a crown jewel, even say, of a radio station's morning show.
It's the most expensive thing we sell.
Exactly.
You know?
One-time sale, that's the most expensive.
Exactly. Yes, and you're supposed to know a good while beforehand before you go and pull it off. That's just to make sure everybody's on the same page. stage and stuff, it's kind of a big deal. A
lot of stuff goes into it.
A lot of it, yeah.
At least a couple weeks worth of prep.
Yes.
You would hope. I would, if I was to pay, shell out the money to have a crew come, a radio crew, I would hope that they were coming prepared and excited for it.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of like walk in. Like Joe Pesci and Goodfellas, like the room had, the carpet had plastic over it, and I'm like, oh no, like two to the back of the head immediately. I just walk in and they're like, so you ready for the live remote tomorrow? I said, excuse me? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're recording this on a Thursday.
So by tomorrow, it's
talking about Friday afternoon for people who get in around 5 o'clock.
Friday afternoon. I gotta know these things. And I was like, you're kidding, right? You're kidding.
I thought it was a joke
because she had a grin on her face.
A shitty grin?
That, you're not going to have that in 5 seconds. I fucking guarantee
you. It would
have
been a funny joke.
Oh, yeah.
If it was a joke, it would have been funny. I gotcha.
Gotcha.
But this person does not have the wherewithal, apparently.
No.
Yeah, the exact opposite.
Oh, my gosh. I had to ream out in that moment, like in front of everybody. I'm like, are you kidding me? No promo, no information, no nothing, no time. Is there cash in the box? What is this place? Oh, it's for a gravestone maker.
You know, Patrick's been using the table, our KDQN tablecloth, as a bed sheet for the last couple of weeks. Yeah, like, have you told him?
That is. I was looking for it today, and he's like, you looking for the bed sheet? I'm saying a bed sheet. Tablecloth that has our name on it.
I'm using it as a bed sheet. Give me a chance. I'll wash it. Yeah. All right, I'll wash it Patrick before. It is exactly, black, so it stains up pretty easily.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I see that right there. You know, and Patrick knew exactly what I was looking. I'm like rummaging through stuff. And he's like, oh, you're looking for the tablecloth? Yeah. I'm like, yeah. You know, I got it. I didn't even ask a question. I was just like, just bring it back. I don't know what that's for.
Yeah, and I lied to him. I was like, I just somehow had it for some reason. Yeah.
Why did you take it?
That's that.
Come on. You're turning it inside out and using it at the farmer's market.
Damn it. You're good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, I tried to. I tried to, but it wouldn't fit.
Yeah, it's 6 foot. It's a 4 foot.
Small table.
Yeah. So anyway.
No, I would, but I did not. Well, I mean, I was going to turn it inside out. And I was like, no, you know what? Sponsored by KDQN.
Smart.
Morning
Smart.
Brew. Yeah, but it wouldn't fit. So I folded it back up.
It.
Yeah, well, no. They're clean.
Electrolysis water.
This water smells funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's being hastily thrown together.
There was a dead bird in there the other day.
By the time you hear this, I might not even be doing it. Like, I'm very considering just sending off an email saying, this is...
We all failed.
We all failed. This is a consequence.
Collectively, we're all just going to have to going to have to hold our hat in our hands on this one.
That's right.
And we all just... We're all in it together.
Yeah,
our
there's
failure.
No point. There's no point. There's no point rushing together a show for a gravestone service.
That hasn't been properly promoted.
It hasn't been properly promoted. Also, by the way, there's no refreshments prizes.
But for the new liquor store that's opening up? For the new restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a new, like a head shop coming to town? Yeah. Is it the big dealership's got a big special going on?
Right.
Is it the 10th anniversary of one of our big establishments in town and all the folks are going to be there? No, it's a gravestone place.
Yeah,
for 2 hours we're expected to talk about like custom engrave. I mean, if you want to have your mom's name on the sheet, your mom passed away.
What about the middle name?
Yeah, no, that's extra.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an
per
additional
letter, right?
Per letter.
Yeah.
I mean,
the next time one of your stupid family members ruins Thanksgiving by dying, you can call this place and they'll have the gravestone sorted out for you.
Oh my gosh.
If you come in today only while we're live on the air, you get the middle name free.
Yeah. Come in. Yeah, that's right. Oh, wow. Come in, I'll kill you. And we'll have you right at the perfect place.
Yeah. First person to die at the remote gets a free headstone.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Yeah, it's just what was running through this sales executive.
That would be the slowest physical remote you've ever had when it comes to the people that show up.
Oh, it's going to be slow anyways. Yeah. It's just like, what are you doing, honey? What are you doing for lunch? I heard there's a big thing over at the gravestone place. What kind of parking do they have?
Chili dogs or nothing?
Yeah, no. Yeah. little hot dogs with like crosses of mustard on them or something.
I'm trying to think. What's like a deceased food?
The mummy dogs.
Oh yeah, mummy dogs. Oh, some Halloween stuff. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Maybe we can some Hebrew food for like a Passover Seder what do they call that? The day after.
Yeah, like a wake or something. Yeah, maybe?
That's all about remembering.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you're supposed to bring like sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I asked. They doing anything for it? Well, there's a ribbon cutting. Okay, that doesn't have to do with us. Any refreshments? Let me check back on that. No refreshment. You know, it's 95 degrees tomorrow. If you don't have water, fuck you. That's what everybody's going to roll by and just stick their middle fingers out the window right at us. You know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel it. You know, I just decided right now, and I don't care. I have the every power. I have the power.
It's a great opportunity for the person who completely dropped the ball on this to make it right by calling and being like, "Look, I'm so sorry.
Yep.
This just can't have it. We're not going to charge you for it."
Yep.
Not going to charge you for it, but
we'll come back next week.
Yeah.
You know whatever it is.
Exactly.
And let's sort this out and make it a thing.
I think the best part is though that the smoothness of the attempt of the pass off to this being your issue, something that you failed on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I told you a month ago.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. A month ago.
And we have a community calendar.
We have that. That wasn't bothered with. And by the way, I did say, I remember it specifically a month ago saying, hey, would you be available for this day for a live remote? Which I get asked about once a week.
Yeah.
Because they don't always get sold.
Correct.
Most of the time they don't. And I said, yes, just make sure again, you put it on the calendar if you sell it and make sure you don't schedule it for the noon hour.
Dumb.
And this is coming from the guy who remembers who changed his diaper on November 3rd, 1997. Okay? Like, he knows.
She didn't put it on the calendar, and she scheduled it in the noon hour.
Wow.
I only say that because we have a ton of programming in the new hour. In the noon hour, we can't fit a live remote in there. Can't do it.
No.
So, yeah.
You go before it or after.
Yeah. So, I will be crafting an email, you know, and I'm just going to put per Tyler. That's it. And that usually shuts everybody up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So per Tyler.
I mean, it seems in the radio industry, and Jay Lindley, you're a freaking radio professional if there ever is one. I'd like you to weigh in on this. When it comes to radio, is it better to do a bad job or not do the job at all?
I would prefer to push the job to a later date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Or that. Yeah.
Or like you said, I would rather it, and the way I sit right now, I'm not banging the bucks in, you know, I'm doing well, I'm growing, I'm comfortable, but I'm not just reaping it in. I would rather eat that dollar. And, you know, say either we can't do it at all or, you know, because
do it right or don't do it at all.
Yeah.
Right.
But, and it's hard to do a headstone remote right.
Yeah.
My friends.
That's right. Yeah. It's nearly impossible.
If you had the entire crew with you sitting down and all y'all talked about was like if you prepped for an actual show, like a radio show, then you could talk about like what Dirks Bentley was doing, you know, whatever.
Right. Or what our favorite dead celebrities are.
Yeah. And you like, could do something like that.
Yeah,
you could make it different, but it's not going to be a quote unquote remote.
No, no.
It'll never be.
I remember when they did my grandma's gravestone. I mean, it took 8 months to come in, and
yeah,
you know, it was nice.
Yeah,
it was nice when it's real faded right now. But you know, I mean, that's just what it is, I guess. So
that's what I'm
bringing to the live remote tomorrow.
Saying all this is like, why didn't I do this an hour ago? You know,
it's easier looking back. Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah,
yeah. Because
I will be constructing an email here,
and that's the professional thing. In the moment, you may have said something you wish you hadn't.
Yeah.
Because there was a little fire there. You know.
Yeah.
Well, and that the professional thing is like, all right, you just dumped this on me. I'm going to figure out a way to make it work. And now that you've had a minute to actually figure out how to make
it'd
it work,
be more harm
you realize that it can't work.
It's impossible.
It can't work. And again, go out there and do a live remote at a gravestone monument place
in 95 degree weather.
In 95 degree weather, and it's just it's just abysmal. It doesn't come across well. We're just shooting ourselves in the foot. Anybody that's listening, they're not going to remember. No one's thinking like, why are they doing this at a gravestone? They won't think that a month from now.
Yeah,
they're going to be like, do you remember when they did a really bad job for that new business that came in town? I'm not getting them for mine.
That burnt me on political remotes.
Ooh. Oh,
the worst remote I've ever been on. The only people that showed up were the people I invited personally.
Yeah.
You know, like cheerleaders, because it was for a politician. Matter of fact, they moved the remote twice. Because people disagree after it found out it was for the politician. Okay, they kind of hid the fact that it was for the politician, or you know,
were you like like moderating?
No, I was just doing a live remote.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah,
I was just doing a break-in remote.
I got
you.
Yeah,
with you know music and stuff. So it wasn't hard for me at all. But nobody showed up, and you know what happened? Her opposition won by a landslide, and that woman is still in office.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's like, duh.
Oh, you're a stain on, or like you been
took
stained
the fall
by it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Now her best friend who worked for us at the time. Now she works for another company that is a big advertiser on your.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, yeah, this is a horrible remote. I can't believe you did this. This was the worst ever.
I guarantee you the radio jock who did the live remote for Mike Dukakis never got work ever again after that. And like is forever forgotten.
I forgot about Mike Dukakis until you said the name again.
And imagine the DJ who did that for him while like Stern did the other one or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody remembers his name.
Nobody remembers that DJ. He was like, it really ruined his career. Right. You, that nearly happened to you.
Almost. And nothing against the a new monument place. We need one, but the simple fact is the only reason we need one is because the old one got torn down and a Chicken Express is coming
in. Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah.
Which our community is like, we would rather have a Chicken Express than a place where you get gravestones.
Yeah. I was super excited about our Chicken Express over here, but it's kind of, my favorite thing is the fish. The catfish, unfortunately.
Okay.
And the catfish is garbage. Only the middle piece is actually fish. The outside 3 inches on each side is just the batter.
Oh, yeah.
It's garbage.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The hush puppies are outstanding.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know they do fish, too.
Chicken, but Chicken Express, does it ever look new? Like, I think they put an old building in.
It's already greasy.
It's grimy.
Too. Yeah.
It's like even the outside menu that you order from the drive thru is like covered in chicken grease. Like, how is that possible?
And the employees just sleep in their cars because the building itself's too small.
They wash it with the same rag they wash the counters with.
That's right.
Chicken grease.
Oh. Mm. I'll tell you another example of how like I have been just ranting and railing recently about all the littlest shit. Last Sunday we went out swimming, family, Patrick, Caitlin, me, Allie, and the babies. And we're coming back and we decide to stop at a local restaurant that's on the way to the river, all the way back from the river. And there's an entire family there with cowboy hats on. And immediately that bugs me. Like, I really don't like cowboy hats.
I like
certain people.
Father, mother, and how many children?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there was cousins. It was a group of
them.
There was
multiple adults. And everybody in the party had a cowboy hat on?
Most men. All the men.
Okay.
All the men had belt buckles and cowboy hats.
Ladies
so they were dressed
good, though.
Sure.
Some of those ladies were looking good.
See, lady looks good in a belt buckle and cowboy hat. Dude, not so much. Especially when it's like, I can tell that you just like, that's not.
You're a drugstore cowboy.
Yeah, exactly.
All hat, no cattle.
Yeah.
They had a herd of horses. Do you call multiple horses a herd or what are you? What do you call them?
Murder? A conglomerate?
A conglomerate.
a murder of horses. If you can stampede by
amalgamations.
A neigh. I'm guessing a neigh of horses.
There was a bunch of them.
Yeah, there was a bunch of horses. I didn't know they belong. I should have put two and two together. You know, cowboy hats. They have the horses out back.
Like damn stray horses around. People need to spay and neuter their horses.
Around. Oh, was it one of those riding groups that they charge to ride around?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
They had the trailers with the horses and all that.
Okay.
And then they had a horse carriage. Oh, and I so I finished.
There's nothing more disgusting in the world. The archaic. Horse, and
yes,
then.
It's such an obvious affectation too. Yeah. Like you're just like. So I went out to go get something. I went out to go get like Miles Sippy Cup or something. And they were leaving, and I didn't see the horse carriage till that part. And they're going right by me, and they're looking at me like, "Yeah, dude, we got a
horse
carriage."
Bitch.
And I'm like, "Just drive a car. What's why? It's Sunday evening, and they're going right onto a highway." to slow everybody else's day down. Yeah. To
Highway
be like,
71, which goes to the Gulf of Mexico to Canada.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big, like a lot of semi trucks up and down the highway.
Just to be like, I'm on a horse in a carriage. And like the kids in the back look like, they didn't look too happy to be there. Like they were already like enough with this. Like, hay rides were fun when I was five, Dad. This isn't fun anymore.
Can
like
we get a side by side?
Yeah, it's somebody like from school is going to see me. Could you imagine getting seen on the back of your dad's horse carriage while you were in high school? Oh my god!
Get my Jordans
you know?
Dirty, Dad.
Yeah. Hey, Jedediah. You know, like
Skippity Ohio Riz.
Yeah.
Damn, imagine y'all poor.
All the shit. Yeah. You still driving a horse and carriage? You all got lights in your house? You got to go out and pump the well water every time you want to take a bath.
Yeah, I left something shit for you in your outhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Why not go all the way with it? Right. Put your phones away.
Become Amish.
You know, become Amish. Yeah. So anyway,
I saw one of them was distracted riding.
Yeah,
was like texting on the back of their horse. It's like, you can have an accident.
Should
like
be illegal.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't have.
Can you get a DWI on a horse?
Yes, I believe so.
Really? I know you can get one like on a lawnmower.
Yeah.
I think you can.
Driving while being stupid or something.
Because you could become a danger to public, right?
Yeah.
If you run a horse over some people.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Well,
man,
the horse isn't drunk.
That's true.
I wanted nothing more than a semi truck driver to drunk drive right into that horse carriage.
He's
like,
wound up tight, dude. Yeah, he's wound up.
Like explosions, like horse heads flying.
There's a tanker
and
truck.
This. Yeah. And it's a tanker. Yeah. Yeah, full of jet fuel. That's
a spark on the street lights it all.
Yeah. That's right.
It goes up, the wagon goes up and kindling.
Yeah. I wanted nothing more than Maximus Meridius to show up and crash that horse carriage
oh my goodness.
Into the side of the Colosseum. That's what I wanted. Information, you know, stick together against this, you know, chariot, you know, whatever absolutely. It was. It just bugged me for no reason.
Garbage, sir. Yeah.
And of course, I get home. I'm like, whatever, dude. They can do whatever they want. They're probably a very nice family.
Yeah.
With
but
some
then the
money.
Straw that broke the camel's back was this morning when like, you ready for that live remote?
Oh yeah, now it's
you
all
gonna have
bets
fun
off.
Out there, aren't you? 95 degrees for 2 hours in the Arkansas afternoon with the sun bearing down on you. No water. Hey, make sure you bring your own water. Okay?
Yeah. What? They're not offering. You know, they're like, get out of my. No tap water. No nothing.
What you ought to do is be like, you know what? Unfortunately, we don't have any other people to work. It so I will be working the remote so you get to do the brakes.
Yeah, that's right.
No, let Tyler be the board op.
Yeah,
exactly. You'll be working the station. Yeah, you get on air and figure out what are you talking. You better figure out something to talk about for 2 hours.
Yeah,
100%.
And what you got?
So, what type of script are you using to?
So you got hammer chisel onto this thing, or you got like
a
machine? Is it a laser?
Yeah.
Is it got what laser is that? That's
it's
pretty
laser?
Cool. It's not a laser. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Didn't this person sell live remote not that long ago?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of saw not, the process.
Yeah,
stuff,
I'm not blaming too much. Like,
but
I don't know
time,
what happened.
Some ball was dropped somewhere.
Oh yeah,
and one. Then passed off to you almost as if like it was your ball that you dropped, and so that can put the pressure extra, put the thumb extra on.
Well, I just decided to play hot potato again. So whoop, right back at you. Yeah. You got to make a phone call now. Yeah. That's the way this goes.
And you can lie or be truthful.
Yeah, either way,
get us. It ain't happening. Yeah, all right. Yeah. You can lie and be like, I forgot to tell them, and they're busy.
Oh no, it'll definitely be Tyler says no because
that's fine.
He didn't put the bubble. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Blame it on me. I don't care because she is technically the service advisor with the customer. She's the link between the service and the customer. She's the one in between.
Professionally takes blame for a living.
Exactly. Yes. I used to do that all the time. And when I didn't, I would blame somebody who it wasn't their fault.
Exactly.
You know, I'd be like, parts truck didn't came, that lazy asshole, you know? So, he had no part today, so it'll have to be tomorrow. When in reality, one of my guys forgot to order the part, or maybe I forgot whatever it was.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do is you don't blame it on the technician.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, like, well, let me talk to him. It's you know, the dude's he's 6'6" and weighs 300 pounds, and he could crush your head in one hand
and brow deep in work.
Exactly.
Anyone come talk to you? Yeah. Oh, it's just so aggravating. I don't know what it is about it. Like, and the worst thing that you can do after a mistake like that is be timid or they're sheepish with me, where it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you'll never catch me. If I make a mistake all the time. We all do. And when you do it, you're like, damn it. Okay. Let's make it right.
No, I don't
We're
going to
make
again.
It right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And learn from it. Yeah. Not this like, oh, that doesn't
so
get anywhere with me.
You're going to figure it out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not happening. It's not happening. We're going to take a break here in a second, and I'm going to go craft an email that is going to be legendary.
I love it.
You're going to read it to us before you
say it. Oh, you'll be included in it.
CC me in that.
You'll be included in it because you can't do it, and it's just makes no sense. At this point, it makes no sense, you know? It'd be like throwing a Super Bowl party where nobody – you didn't invite anybody until that morning. You're like, oh, hey, everybody, I'm doing a Super Bowl party. It was like, I got a Super Bowl party, you know? It'd be like whipping up nachos and all that, and you're just sitting there alone with no air conditioner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. So much of this comes down to the fact we need another salesperson.
Yeah.
And what a great thing for an establishment, a position for an establishment to be in where you're like, dang, we're leaving dollars on the table. We need another person because the people we have can't. They're not cutting it, you know. They can't get it, and I don't. Maybe this will be that nudge to make that decision. I came up today to and mentioned have somebody in mind, and there was no interest in it really.
Yeah.
So, you know, and obviously if we got salespeople who can't even remember to tell the talent that they got something to do on a Friday afternoon, then we're obviously in dire need of somebody who can.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or to open up that person's schedule a little bit more.
Yeah.
So they can remember.
That's right.
And the deal with sales is, you know, you've not only do you have to be very good to the people that are advertising, but you got to go find new ones. And if you can't cover the people you got, you definitely ain't going to be making any more money.
That's right.
You got to address that thought process too, that it's a good idea to have a morning show that just goofs around. Tyler's done an amazing job being able to craft this show into something
I enjoy watching.
You can laugh at throughout all of it, you know, until I get on there and have to do my
bring it down with your news.
I know, man. I know. but to make it entertaining throughout the whole thing, and then to be like a gravestone hunt, you know, next up, maybe a live remote at the funeral home.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great. That,
yeah. I'm going to do an abortion clinic next week.
Yes.
All right, ma'am, you just had an abortion. How do you feel?
Yeah.
What were you going to name them?
Yikes.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's on par.
So
about
you're saying
that.
There could be worse.
yeah, it's true.
There certainly could.
I honestly, I came up with that joke. I've been waiting for a time to use that. When I was in the water at Broken Bow Lake and I saw the tiki boat go by and I was thinking, you know what? What an awful idea that was to do a show to make people not stop dancing to listen to three white guys like with no business doing this. Like it would have been better.
The first one was great.
But the actual venue is a nightmare if you think about it.
Well, yeah.
Like, there's nobody.
It's a captive audience.
Yeah.
Unless you can swim real good.
Yeah.
But second time when it's like, it just so happens that half of the tiki boat was booked by a group of women leaders from Nairobi.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
From Kenya. That did not. They were coming to dance,
right?
And yeah,
no interest in whatever was going on.
No,
yeah,
I had them cracking up though.
Yes,
I had them
cracking up. They enjoyed it.
My story of putting money in someone's soup in Amsterdam one time. I remember they liked that.
Not as much as they were like enjoy dancing.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but I was sitting there half in the bag, laughing to myself, imagining, just wishing I would have opened the show by saying that we would have done better by doing our first live regrettable podcast than an abortion clinic than on this fucking boat where nobody can escape.
That would even set it off very well or shut the entire thing
down.
Oh,
yeah. It would have been half people laughing, half horrified.
Absolutely.
Which is the perfect joke.
That's true.
That's the perfect joke. Yeah.
Touché.
So, yeah, this is terrible. It's obviously terrible news. A monument live remote, you know.
And I wish them all the best of luck. We need one in town.
We need you.
We need one in town. It's just not something where you want a few folks over there.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah,
let's have a good time.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
On the next.
Yeah. Well, that joke died.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know where you can get a headstone for it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So there you go.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You already got it. We're not doing schools anymore. Like kindergarten registrations.
Yeah, anyways. That was the last one. Yeah. I did that. We did kindergarten. It was pre-registration. It wasn't even the registration. And I literally, nobody entered that building but staff. That's faculty.
Oh, my goodness.
I did a live remote for all of them, you know, kindergarten.
Which can be fun if, you know, I mean, but at the same time.
I had to do it alone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
Any remote alone is tough.
Exactly.
Any show alone is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A show alone is very, very tough.
Definitely.
Yeah. But it's like, but sometimes you get a spark of brilliance doing a show alone where you're like, I could do this. You just need enough prep and not too much prep. You don't need to prep too much. You just need the topic.
Yep.
I went on a rant last night about social media and how, as a guy, you're expected to interact with the posts and all that.
Right.
Right. And here's the thing. Okay. I feel brilliant when I came up with this on the fly. I said, social media is kind of like a game and you can't, because it's not real life at all, you know, and 20 years ago, none of this mattered. And you can't expect anybody who's been alive that long, say even 20 years, to all of a sudden just completely adjust the way they handle themselves in real life and, or in this fake thing, right?
Not without creating a full-blown addiction to it.
Right. So a guy plays the game of social media the way he wants to. I'm guessing that a guy who just shares memes and just does this and that, like, they don't want to interact. That's not what they want to use social media for, is to interact on relationship posts or all this stuff. And then also, when does this stop? Like, the dam breaks after the first one. Like, if you have to, if you comment on one and you have to comment on all of them, I didn't sign up for this. It wasn't stipulated in my Facebook sign up terms of service policy that I'm also going to have to interact with every person I'm fucking for the rest of my social media lifetime. I mean, like, I didn't choose this. I didn't say yes or no to it. I'm just doing what I want to do. So social media is a game.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just want to scroll. Sometimes you want to interact. You want to watch a video. If I go on my social media for some reason, I'm going to see 5 UFC posts, a couple comedian videos, and then it gets to what my friends are sharing and stuff. Like, it's not even top
the
billing.
The algorithms now push what they think you want to see.
Exactly.
That will keep you longer.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it's not material. People that you knows stuff. You're correct.
Not only do you need to be a good-looking guy somewhat with a job, and you need to have some form of personality and some, you also need to do social media as well. This whole thing that's been tacked on, we're not evolved for it yet.
And that's because, think about it, now nowadays, if you don't do social media, women probably think you're like one of those players that you know is not, because that way you can't be tracked.
That's
or
right.
It's what I had a chick tell me one time. This was years back, several years ago. This was BM, before Miles.
Mm-hmm. Before Miles.
Yeah. not that you had a BM, but
have you had one since?
No.
Yeah. Before you were in a current relationship, and I was at a party, and there was a very nice, charismatic, attractive young woman there who was set up at this party with this guy, like a blind date fashion. The guy was just a complete wet noodle.
Oh.
I mean, he was.
But I bet his social media game was a fire.
I don't know. But he like left without even saying bye to her, and he and she was way above him, like league wise. You know, he would have been lucky. You know. And she was all disappointed by it. And I was like, well, hey, you know, let me tell you about my brother. You know, he's a good guy. He's not with anybody right now, just working hard and stuff. And she was like, well, is he on Facebook? I was like, yeah. And
he's got a profile.
Yeah, he's got a profile. And she's like, he hasn't posted anything like ever. And I was like, well, yeah, he's not into that. And she was like, well, it kind of looks like he doesn't do anything or go anywhere. He has no life. And I was like, no, that's
true.
Not
but
well.
It's not like from the Facebook, you know, you're supposed to.
She was very judgmental that there was not more stuff, you know, that you weren't crafting the posts, I guess.
You're supposed to find out all of my flaws through time.
Yes.
Of being with me. That's how it's supposed to go. Could you imagine dating in this time where, like, now everything is criticized? I mean, it's like, oh, he's got a third nipple. I'm not going to date. You should only find that out when it's too late.
Exactly.
I heard a guy talking about how he's afraid his ball hairs are gray. His gray ball hairs. If a woman can see that your ball hairs are gray, it's too late for her.
Hopefully.
She's not going to be like, oh, all of a sudden, like, oh, if you have gray ball hairs. I'm not going
to. Yeah, I have to leave.
I'm sorry, guy, but the gray ball hairs wasn't the kicker.
Yeah.
It was the Fumunda cheese that caused the gray.
The garlic penis.
Exactly. Whatever it was. The inability, the fact you forgot your hymns at home.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, there was not the gray ball hairs. Because, like you said, if she was at the point to be able to see your ball hairs being gray, she's all in.
Exactly. And there's no doubt in my mind that there's guys with enough photos on there. Surely one of them accidentally exposed his testicles in his Facebook photo and nobody's seen it yet. You know, like, they can find out everything about you already. I don't want any of that. You know, it takes the lying out of it. Lying on the first few dates is the most fun thing in the world. You know, I was going to be an astronaut, but I said, fuck all that. And I'm just going to be like a normal guy, you know, like whatever it was. Now, it just bugs me. It bugs me the whole, you have to be up on social media and you have to comment on my stuff and you have to like it and you have to, and I saw you online and all this. This is all crazy.
It's one of the greatest things about being married is I don't have to. I don't have to worry about it. And at most, I get a little elbow in the ribs from my wife. Like, she made a nice post, I guess, about me concerning the newspaper thing last week. And
I liked it.
And she just explicitly said, well, Jay Lindley said something very, very nice about you on there. I was like,
I wasn't going to say what I said. I just said,
I'm not going to. I know, because I know you. You're a great guy. Of course you would. You said nothing but nice things to me about it. So I wouldn't expect nothing less, you know.
Southeast Oklahoma's going to destroy you.
But here's the thing. I know you well enough to know that I don't expect any response about that comment I put on that.
And I
knew that I wanted to say to your face that I thought you were doing an awesome job. Well, thank you. You know, because how you interact with people.
And that's when, you know, the people that are close to you, they're going to know that, you know. And 100%. That's what my wife, she was just like, well, it would have this many likes if you went on there and liked it. And I'm like, babe, you know, and I don't know. I'm still like, I don't, I've in that situation, I don't. I'm still like, I don't, it's weird to read nice.
I'm cool. And you know, maybe you're not torn cool as about much. It. You're not torn as much as you are obviously about it. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of gone with it. Obviously I don't have to, and I'm not on social media to impress chicks. I've got my wife and I'm happy with that. But I am on socials. Like when I go to the city, you know, when I eat something extravagant, I'll post it on the reel or whatever it is.
There's nothing wrong. That's what you want to do.
And I do that purely because of the listeners.
Yeah.
100%.
And you know that is the world we live in. Yeah. You're adapting to it better than me, man. I'm just an old curmudgeon with it, and I'm just, I'm scared.
But I wish I could be more you too, though, Tyler, the one that can't, that doesn't care and won't.
Why does your want of my like on Facebook trump my not wanting to go on Facebook and like it?
You're a proprietor, man. You're a owner-operator, dude. You got to hustle in those opportunities. We get to sit back and like, I'm getting a paycheck whether I do it or not. So
I will consider myself have made it when somebody follows me and posts social media shit for me.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
By then I'll be like, okay, then that I am free of all of the things that give me a headache.
Yeah.
Social media is one of those last ones.
Dude. And it's like, I just don't understand it. I don't understand how it, to me, it's the exact same as sitting and watching somebody play a video game and saying, you're not playing that right. You're not playing that how I would like you to play
that.
It's not real. Right. It's the same thing. I might just want to play Farmville all day.
Tyler, you can't play DayZ as a minimalist. You have to pick up every have to pick up every gun you see.
You're not playing the way I want you.
I don't care if you have 32 guns in your backpack.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't understand like why people get so wrapped up about it, and it's so new. It's so new, and it's this whole other aspect that guys still have to adjust, and maybe a guy just don't want to use social media like that.
Back to your video game reference.
Yeah.
Some people play video games to have fun.
Exactly.
Some people compete and want to win.
And want to get angry. Maybe they want to break control. Yeah. That's when they feel alive, is when they're angry at something.
You know? So back to that, people will, if they're going to make it what they want it to be, and a lot of people can't handle when people don't want it to be the way they
right,
want it to
be. Exactly. You just need to chill.
Yeah.
Because what is, let me ask you, like, if a big thing is your social media relationship life is suffering, what's the real life like?
Right.
If it's all good, then what in the world are we talking about here?
That part.
You know?
But it ain't, though. If you're suffering on social media, you're probably suffering even worse because you've already tried to escape into social media.
Right, right.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Call me Sergeant Barnes. I mean, would you use this shit to escape reality?
Well, use the fact that you don't need social media as a thought towards the positive of your real life.
Right.
Because you're satisfied enough with your real life, your actual life, that you don't have to escape yet.
That's why. Jay Lindley.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you were bored?
Oh shit!
Kindergarten.
Oh no! When I hurt, destroyed my knee in jiu-jitsu.
Oh yeah,
Couldn't go to jiu-jitsu.
A physical
class. I couldn't do any work around the house.
I
just had to lay on the couch for like. That was the last time. But that was.
Did you go? I'm bored.
No. I found shit I could do.
For a second.
I fixed watches and shit.
There you go. You fix watches, your hobby that you have. Yeah. You love watches. Let's tinker around with those since my leg is lame.
Fix my mother-in-law's watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't imagine being bored.
That's true.
I'll do whatever I do if I want to do this, even with a kid.
You're right, because it wasn't boredom I felt. It was like a feeling of, it was the closest thing I would consider being what do you call it when you're down and out,
depressed.
I think that was the closest thing I felt to depression.
That's a good point.
Because like you don't even know the word.
I was worthless. I was worthless.
What's that thing?
You're like, sad.
You're like all boo-hoo.
What was me?
No, but I did know, I did realize that depression is real.
Yeah.
But I also realized what caused it and worked around it, found out how to get out of my own funk.
Right,
too.
Right.
So, I mean, I realize there's mental disease out there that the people can't just work through it.
Oh,
so
I'm not claiming
that. But there's plenty of people out there that are, when nothing's wrong with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those people can suck it up.
It's my fibromyalgia.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to find, I've been looking at my phone here for a second on Facebook. I have a friend in real life who I haven't hung out with in a long time. And he was putting a lot of posts out there that was just like, F my life. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through today. And just a lot of this stuff, like fishing for sympathy is what it is. I knew that's what it, because I know this
guy.
This guy, he just seems as hard as he can be when you see him in real life. He like, don't smile because smiling is weakness and stuff. But then he goes on his Facebook and he acts like a freaking, I don't even say it. Like a woman ain't gonna act like that, you know. Like a woman's way tougher than that. Just acting like a child on there, like a pitiful little child who his next step is to transition to a different gender.
Mama wouldn't let him give him a candy bar for dinner.
It's just
and on there. So I reached out. I was like, hey man, just want to make sure that you're all good. Like holler next time you got some free moment. I know you don't live. I mean, he lives like 2 minutes from me. Like I'll come hang. And then here recently, it's all, I guess something's going better in his life. So it's just all like, you ain't a cowboy unless you're doing this. Or like, this is what a real man does. And this is how.
Post about it on Facebook, definitely.
A man acts. Yeah. And it's just like, oh my God. Watching your roller coaster of whatever, of your life.
Your public roller coaster.
It's stupid, dude.
Sharing the Joker face, being like, I can turn to this in a second.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
I know, Patrick, if dude would have called you up and said, bro, I'm having some tough times, you would have been sincere with him.
Oh,
absolutely. Dude, I would have been over there in a heartbeat.
Tyler,
man,
too,
but
it's
mental health month.
I
would have stood with concern.
Tyler
again.
Would be like, bitch, please.
I was putting gas in my truck the other day, and a truck rolls up, guy gets out, walks inside, and I see it's him. I see it's him. I'm like, oh, dude, that's the dude that we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going back. I'm putting gas in my truck, and he gets back in his truck and drives away. It's like, I know he saw me. He knows my truck. But like, couldn't even be bothered to say nothing to me in person on that.
I'm just I'm just not feeling like a cowboy right now.
That's just, it's like fishing for sympathy or something. Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is, and I'll tell you when we're not on air who it is, and you're gonna be like, that dude, like, come on. But you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just weird. I don't know. I don't get it.
Because nobody gives a shit. That's the point. That's the main point.
Well, you got to get a few enough due to do it again.
That's true.
Really giving it. But then a guy like Patrick actually reaches out because he actually gives a physical shit, and it's nothing.
And that's the difference right there. Let me say, somebody that's reaching for the people, you got your core people that comment, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? Those people probably don't even really know him. Yeah. Only probably
I've never liked, or commented on one of his posts, but I sent him a personal message.
And so they're like, they're probably like, well, where's your friends and family on this post? Why aren't they commenting? And like, you know, and it's like, well, because we know him. And he's not really like that. He's just fishing for your sympathy.
Right. Yeah, that's it, as I've seen nothing but avatars on Facebook. It's just fake.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's fake.
I met a person in real life for the first time the other day who watches who watches the show every single day.
Yeah.
And you know how social media is on our streaming. So the pictures are real little. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the picture is a very pretty person.
Yeah.
But it's a small picture. So, you know, I give room for bad eyes and small picture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thumbnail of
The thumbnail was definitely that glamour,
the glamour shot,
the glamour filter.
Yeah,
because like it puts on full face everything. Because this person had at one point definitely fought a meth addiction.
Oh yeah,
very very thin.
There's that filter.
lips.
That filter just removes all the crow's feet.
Yeah,
and
all
bad
of that.
Teeth.
Oh, all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Have you done meth for more than 4 years?
Yeah, yeah.
This one will fix you right up.
But the thing is. Some of these people, they watch my show every day, and I'll even interact with them, right? Say their name or whatever on the show. And I see them on the street, and unless they say, hey, I'm so-and-so, mm-hmm. I don't recognize
them. You?
Sure. Why is that? It's because most of you have a filter.
Right. That's definitely it. It'll, like, this filter will remove a whole goiter from your head.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like...
It'll put a full head of hair on my head.
Yes, yes,
and look real. Yes, yeah.
I've been told I got blocked. I didn't realize, but I was blocked by one of my wife's family members because I didn't recognize her in the grocery store parking lot walking out, and I could see like somebody was like staring at me.
Yeah,
I had my daughter, and I was just like, I just figured they were just like, oh, that's cute.
They didn't holler, hey, Patrick.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Because they knew
your
name,
right? But they stopped through the in the parking lot, like being waiting for me to be like, oh, hey, how are you?
Stop
looking at us.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know who that person would just keep going inside. And then I find out later, oh, it's one of my wife's family members. So I've been around plenty of times. And
I
was like,
them?
I didn't recognize them because their profile picture is unrecognizable.
Yeah.
You would never, if someone was just like, is this the person who robbed you in broad daylight right in for like 2 feet in front of you? You'd be like, nah, I don't think so. Yeah. And it unrecognizable. And like in real life, like that's the react.
Yeah.
It's a react.
Don't crush me.
Yeah.
Online, you're like, damn, that's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Pretty cute. It's, you know?
And I don't know if it was Eminem that said it or whatever, but you know, come ask me for an autograph when it's just me anytime. But when I'm with my kid, don't bother me.
Yeah.
So at that point, you're probably like, who's this weird person just stopping, not saying my name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you got your child with you just trying to get to the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I wouldn't. Don't know.
If it was me, I'd be like, what's up, Patrick? Because I could notice you're busy. You got things going on. You know,
At the very least, if I don't, I'm going to be like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Wave a hand at you or something.
Right.
I'm sorry. If you're like completely, if you're trying to live two different lives and look two different online, and when I 99% of the time I see you, it's online.
Yes.
I'm not going to be able to distinguish you in person.
But to unfriend you for, or block you even for that, is to say that's they were looking crazy. For a reason, maybe.
I saw this one. It was just like a suggested friend or something. And it was a picture of like, I mean, a gorgeous woman with hair kind of in the wind and she's on a motorcycle, but it looked like a Disney. It looked like a Disney thing or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, but it looked real at the same time. I was like, what is this? I clicked on this. Like, I got like 40 mutual friends. Who's this? Just living around here. This like model.
Right.
You know? And like, I click on the other photos and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, like... You know, just, yeah. I mean, you I'm not going to say horrendous, but, you know.
The one that their friends tagged them in that they didn't put the filter on.
Yeah. Well, I get it. It's the AI generated thing. So you can put me on a unicorn in lollipop land and it'll make it, right? Yeah. But the thing is that's a fun thing to share and be like, one day, this is what I, if but I keep my grades up, I'm going to have this. And that's funny. But to use it as your opening profile picture.
That's a representation of you. Yeah, exactly.
That's me. on a Harley with just wind in my hair.
You have some serious self-confidence issues, yeah. right? Yeah. I couldn't yeah. imagine, like, when you, for like this particular person I was talking about, when you look at yourself in the mirror and then you go back on Facebook and you look at the images that you've crafted of yourself, like how damaging mentally that will be, and will also like cut the legs out from under any attempts to do better. It's like, well, look how great I look at these exactly. pictures on my Facebook page. I'm killing it.
I can look great without trying when
you
in
can't,
real life.
Yeah. You can't look at yourself in a mirror. Like, yeah. I mean,
or like taking that picture, and I get it. If you just throw a filter over it, that's one thing, but having to be like, okay, gotta clean it all up, throw filters on, do the bend and shape on yeah. your face and yeah. body and all that. Yeah. It's like, are
Make
you
sure
having
the
fun?
Chair
Is this
in the background
fun for
doesn't
you?
Look weird now?
Yeah. Photoshop the bong out of the picture in the yeah. back next to the baby and yeah. you know, all your piles of clothing that are just stinking on the ground.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They don't even Photoshop that crap
yeah,
out
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, it just stays yeah, in.
It's just it cool. Just it's just part in. Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're clearly picking your clean clothes out of an open pizza box on the ground. Like, I see your socks are just hanging in the ranch dip.
Exactly. I would venture to say there is a large percentage of viral photos that went viral, not because of the content that was meant to go viral, yeah. but the content in the background
oh,
that was
yeah.
found after the fact.
Oh, it's great. Oh. The greatest ones are like, I'm selling a TV. I saw that one. I'm selling a TV on Facebook Marketplace, and they take a picture of it, and they don't realize the reflection
shows
is
their
showing
ass.
Their
yeah.
fat, naked body.
Yeah.
yeah. Or
is
like,
that
I'm selling
into the TV screen?
Yeah, that's all. I was like, I'm selling these video games. It was like a phone down angle, like just right onto it, and it shows his toes and feet.
Oh,
and they were wretched, dude.
Yeah, get your toes out of those photos. Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
I bought some cast iron from somebody, and I found the picture was like with their feet were just poking at the bottom of the picture. And it's like, you know, that makes it
gremlin feet.
Yeah, your yeah. feet close to the pans that I'm going to sell to yeah. people that they're going to be
not
eating
keep
from.
Your feet in there because dropping the value of those by
yeah.
every
yeah,
toe.
Yeah. yeah. Oh my gosh, dude!
I don't know. I see now they're. I only found out because a buddy of mine, I saw where he used it. I'm like, that is not you, bro. And I looked it up. What he had this nice like business profile where he's in a nice like Armani suit, hair's all perfect and stuff. And like looking at giving one of those good like business profile, like what you'd put on your LinkedIn or something yeah. like that. And I was like, that is not that dude.
I got one of those.
And I looked
at hair and everything.
Yeah. Well,
from a long time ago.
Yeah, yours is legit, I'm sure. There's an AI generator program where it's like business profile. And you just your picture and it just makes you
in a suit.
Yeah, it looks like yeah, you work for Goldman Sachs yeah, or something cool. like that.
Make me
yeah.
into what is
I'm
it?
Tempted.
I want a Gucci suit.
Yeah.
Make me into Andrew Tate or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, buff.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Nice better jawline.
Yeah, just add hair and exactly. you're good to go. Yeah. You could do anything.
Yeah. I could, and if somebody hired me from or whatever from that picture, I could always say, "Well, I was in a photo shoot, and they needed a bald guy." So
yeah,
I
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. And you can't discriminate against it. That's exactly. baldest.
Yeah,
it can't be bald.
You may call up Will Smith. All right,
dude. Have y'all seen the Will Smith interviews with Chris Rock after the fact? No,
Like the two of them together.
Yes.
What's
think Will Smith has gone over the deep end.
Oh, he's insane.
My friends.
You can't be that famous for that long.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, he. Okay, so like Chris Rock was saying something, and there was an obvious joke there. I even knew. I was like, all right, this is with something Will said, and Chris said it. Chris said the joke, and then Will was like, so why is that funny?
Mm-hmm.
And just serious.
That's a pretty good Will Smith impersonation.
And I was like
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, nah, this is. I instantly was like, this is satire, right? They yeah, did yeah. this so they could, you know, nah.
Like trying yeah. to quash it? Is that what this whole interview was
I
about?
I think it was about it. It was the two of them at a table, like the view table or whatever.
Will Smith, like, raising
room.
His hand up, just like,
yeah. But no, you should, yeah. Some of the, like, stares through him when he was, you know, obviously telling a joke.
So why is that funny?
Yeah, why is that
was
funny?
Wild, Wild West
it wasn't
funny.
It wasn't even like.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised that Chris Rock wasn't even just like, oh, yes, sir, Mr. Will Smith. Yeah,
no,
yeah
Chris
yeah.
was like, but. Because it's funny, people, you know, people laugh. It's that makes
yeah,
it funny.
It's not funny. Yeah. An entire room of people laughed.
Yeah, exactly.
All the people I needed to laugh laughed. So
yeah.
So no, but he said he hates. He said he hates the worst thing in the world is celebrity. He hates celebrity, And Rick Chris is like, how can you hate celebrity? It's the greatest thing in the world. You know everybody, you know. So it's,
oh,
it's,
Will Smith hates celebrities?
Yes.
Oh, that's why I got to read about every time his son was caught with a vape or something. Like, it's like, you know,
every time
you can
one of
keep
his
that
kids
in your house.
Transitions.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to hear about it.
He loves it, dude. He loves it. And he is so freaking famous, dude. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know,
oh, he
like,
did refer to himself
anywhere?
As the most famous man on the earth.
It might be.
Well,
he might be.
Also, Will Smith is the most common name on the earth. So
that's true.
That helps a little bit. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
William
Will Smith?
Smith.
Yeah, yeah, of course I know. Like, we all know. Like,
he lives down on 3rd Street. Yeah,
exactly.
I know Will Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's my plumber.
I'm trying to think of.
I've
you're
never
probably
met a
right.
Will Smith.
There's probably not somebody that's just absolutely a bigger household. Maybe The Rock. He's done a lot of movies
Rock
too.
Is up
so
there.
He's
Donald
up there.
Trump.
Yeah, I think.
Well, hey, yeah, maybe
there,
Donald Trump's.
You
a bigger
meet some
I
like
tribesmen.
Good point.
A pool of guys. Like you can't put the most famous guy.
Agreed,
you know,
agreed. Tom Cruise
like,
has got to be up there.
I would. I would say Will Smith is as famous as Donald Trump. Yeah. Yeah. I would think.
Yeah.
Encounter to Cat Williams. Will Smith's never been in a dress, has he?
I don't know.
No, not that I know.
Not that I think of right off the top of my head.
Man,
I'm not trying to say that.
Never been in a dress. I don't know. I can't stand
I'm not trying to say that Cat Williams isn't the most prophetic and smart person in the world, but he might have been wrong on that at least.
Yeah, he brought in 2024, didn't he? Yeah. Like, he did that Joe Rogan. It was the most unbelievable. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was really, and everybody was like, "Oh my God, this is about to drop. It's about to be the most amazing thing." And he didn't say anything on the whole time.
Damn.
Yeah, because he insulted Joe Rogan in that first round of whatever. I don't even remember what that was. It seems like 3 years ago now that Cat Williams was on whose podcast was it? Shannon Smith.
Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp.
Yep. Shannon
there you
Sharp.
Go.
Who was a football player?
Yeah, and he was on. He did the show with Skip Bayless. It was Skip and Shannon until he said, "Fuck you, Skip." Yeah. Like, why would you want to do with a show with a guy named Skip anyway?
I think he's from Oklahoma too.
Yeah,
Skip Bayless.
Yeah,
make fun of a guy who makes $300 to $400 million a year, being like, "So yeah, bears, man, they'll kill you."
Yeah, that's right. That's all Joe does. I've been noticing it. He is immune to jokes. Not only has he never said anything funny. Joe Rogan, like anybody who says something funny on his podcast, it just plinks off him like armor.
I remember
pan
seeing
pan shot.
No
worries.
Shane Gillis was on there not too long ago, right?
A few years. Yeah.
Okay,
after his firing,
And Shane, he had some great jokes on there, and it was just not even a smile cracked on Joe Rogan's face.
You can never make me laugh.
As much weed as he smokes, you would think he'd laugh a lot.
Yeah,
or maybe that is just too deadened.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. It's the what's that stuff that he takes, the
alpha brain.
It's the alpha brain. It cuts
just,
out.
I'm on a
kratom.
Higher level.
Yeah,
yeah. Kratom and alpha kratom. Brain. Every morning I wake up with a kratom and alpha brain protein shake.
Yeah. And a healthy round of steroids.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Anything else, guys? I'm about ready.
Yeah. Let me. I just go back real quick to one more thing. If we can use a PSA, just be like super careful about what you put on Facebook. I know somebody did something recently and got him a lot of trouble, like somebody I know personally, and I can't remember what that story is. But what I definitely, it made me think of a story I definitely remember is I had a really good friend of mine. His brother was on disability for a while, and it was legit. He was on his way home from his brother's wedding, and he was stopped in traffic like at a construction zone. And a car came up from around a corner just speeding, didn't stop, didn't realize that traffic was stopped, slammed into the back of my buddy's brother's truck, and messed him up bad. He ended up getting like addicted to painkillers because we knew they were bad. They were just giving them away.
Yeah. Exactly.
He'd go back to the doctor and be like, "You didn't take all your pain pills. Like, you need to take more and I'll double your prescription."
Yeah.
So he got addicted and he got over it, of all things, by kayaking. And he got into kayaking.
Adrenaline like, rush can feel just as good as a high.
Just getting out and working yourself a little bit instead of just being high on pills all day long, you know?
Yep.
It was like he was – I remember him telling me, he's like, it's crazy. I go out there and I work a lot and I don't feel the pain anymore and I don't feel the desire to take the pain pills and I'm just out there. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. You learned what the rest of us already know. Okay, good job. In any case, no, it was great that he got off the pain pills, but he was on like long-term disability because of the accident. He was working at the time and he couldn't work anymore, and he had, I guess every once in a while you have to like go re-up your disability or whatever, and he gets there and it was like with the lawyers and stuff and it was an ambush. They were like, oh, so
we've got video of you doing this probably.
Yeah, the pictures of him. He'd been posting all the fish he was catching and stuff kayaking, and they were like, not only are you not going to get disability anymore, but we're actually going to investigate you and determine whether you were fraudulently obtaining it for all these years. And I don't know whatever came of it. It's not a guy that he's nobody of mine. He's my buddy's brother.
Yeah.
He ain't no friend of mine. But in any case, I know that was a big shitstorm for him. So, yeah, just be careful.
Amazing. You got over it with kayaking. Kayaking wouldn't get me over a D-list celebrity dying. Like, first of all, when I was on one, I was like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. This is,
literally won't get Tyler over a body of water.
Yeah, no. I don't have the frame for it.
A lot of addicts trade high intense workout style stuff for their addiction because it's a release of dopamine.
Right.
You had the social media. I'll give you a piece of advice for social media too, along the same lines as that guy. Kids, anything you send to somebody or post on social media will stay there forever.
Yeah.
I realize you're a rebel right now. But you may want to get a job later.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just saying. And then the other thing is, for the rest of us, social media is a great place to find opinions, a horrible place to find facts. Mm. Don't find your facts on social media.
Absolutely.
But do find regrettable on social media.
Boom.
Even though you won't.
We don't do anything. Nothing with
we
it.
We don't do a single thing with it.
People still like it though.
Yeah, they do, yeah, man. They point. Do. They hop on it.
Yeah.
So go do that, and we good?
Yeah.
All right.
That was good stuff. Next week we'll get to grill my son about real life.
Yes. Yeah. Now, are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. In regrettable form.
And am I? What's my limit?
None.
No limit.
Zero limit.
I feel like I should probably not be here for that.
I want him to. I want him to see what it's like.
Right.
You know, what like, you know?
What he could four, be.
Yeah. Four yeah.
Men, this is your future.
Yeah. Four men sitting down, chatting it up.
Ball smelling.
Yeah.
Just letting it all hang out, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. No, I'm super excited. I had a few things.
Cool.
And that'll give me a little time to come up with a few more things.
Perfect.
Yeah. And Patrick, even that little thing you mentioned earlier, we got 10 minutes on that easy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So just that little thing, you know? So I'll think about what it was like when I first left the house.
That part. And also, I think, you know, we can make it constructive, even though it is regrettable.
Oh, yeah.
And so think of things you would like to tell yourself just getting into the real world.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Something you can look back and say, you know, I've got 10 years on it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what would I like to tell myself back then, or what will I be telling my kid?
What did I wish I knew?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. We'll grill a kid.
Heck yeah.
Actually, he's an adult.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
he's 18 years old. So
yeah,
you raise some good ones. So I'm confident he'll roll with it real well.
Cool. I know he will do better than I ever will. So take it all with a grain of salt.
I love it.
All right, we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.